Dad!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Fat McPhee Corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. Canadian sensation, bearded wonder. What?
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you, boys in the back. We have Emmett, Flipper, Otter,
Steven
McMahon.
Hey, Tony, how are we?
Stevie Nicks.
And the old fucking Nicky Niners.
Fucking clean sweep, fucking old dog skates.
Fucking Nicky Niners and oh.
I would do.
Hey, good day.
Thank you.
Did you hang up the skates after that?
Did you?
You know what I should have? I put some more picks out on Twitter the following night. I think I went like 3-4. Don't say that, dude. We all knew that was going to happen. And then NFL Sunday was absolutely brutal to me.
Don't do it.
No, well, I'll blame you because I took the numbers with Jacksonville.
Yeah, that was on me.
I thought Urban, you know, was going to have a big day.
They
just like Ohio State.
They had a chance at the end, by the way.
They did at the end. Yeah, they did.
But neither. But no, but I you know, I was on the Ravens. They came through. That was nice. That helped me get some back a little at the end of the day.
Hey, fucking nine. That was good. NFL sucked for me. How was it for you?
3-3.
Fucking even.
Lost fucking. Even I mean, mitt. That Colts game. Fuck off, dude.
Yeah, that's
fuck
tough
off.
Loss.
Fuck off.
That's tough loss. College was good. Footy was good for you, right?
Yeah, Sunday, clean sweep.
You still doing college basketball?
I mean, I've been getting smacked, and I don't like it. Like, it's one thing you lose an NFL bet and, you know, college football, fucking footy, I can live with. But losing Fordham minus 8.5 on a Sunday afternoon just kind of smacks you a little bit harder, tough. You know?
It's absolutely tough. Excuse me. On Mondays, we fucking recap the weekend that was. Maybe do a little preview of the upcoming weekend. You know what? Let's start in the NFL. And we'll preview Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Is there an NBA tonight, Mitt?
Oh, yeah. You know there's NBA, dude.
Fucking little puck. We got puck?
We got puck.
We got
not a lot.
Maybe the
puck.
Biggest matchup of the season tonight.
College basketball or?
Yeah, I got 5.
Okay.
Tread with caution.
I'll
throw that out there.
Congrats, Messi.
People aren't happy, huh?
Why? Who'd they want?
People want Lewandowski to get it.
Oh.
But there was no Ballon d'Or 2020. So they are pushing for Lewandowski to get awarded 2020. He doesn't have one.
Okay.
It's a 7-piece.
Roberto.
Messi.
Roberto.
Yeah, which does worry me because I wanted to take Dortmund double chance against Bayern mm-hmm. Munich this weekend, but a pissed off Lewandowski.
Good.
Score 6 in 10 minutes. he scores in bunches, my friend.
Bengals blew out the Steelers. Steelers are dead. Just in case anybody was wondering, they're dead. Defense stinks. Offense stinks. Boz is great.
Thank you, Boz.
Thank you, Boz. Now they have the Ravens coming up this weekend without TJ Watt. And they just gave up 200 yards rushing in 3 straight games. So I'm sure the Ravens won't run for fucking 600 yards.
That Ravens team is not good.
No, but they're going to run the ball for 600 yards.
Yeah.
What's going on with Devin Bush?
That guy stinks.
He's playing like he's the 10th linebacker taken in the draft, not the 10th pick in the draft.
Even the 10th linebacker taken in the draft would be an upgrade over what he's playing like, Nick.
It's tough to see. He was so good early on.
Knee injuries, sometimes, you know. They kill your
career. You don't bounce back.
Sometimes you don't bounce back.
Hey, why don't you guys start Bob? Explain.
He got hurt.
Fuck. Yeah, he did. The leash was very short for Mr. Bush on Sunday. He had one jumped offside once on the first drive. Bobby came in. Bobby got hurt.
How's Schobert, man?
Even Steven.
What's the schedule look like?
Not good.
You got 2 left with the Browns?
One left with the Browns, 2 with the Ravens.
You beat the Browns already, though, right?
Correct.
I mean, clean sweep Browns, call it a good year.
Fuck it.
That's exactly what
you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you got to fucking look at it how it is.
Fox cover and win.
That was bullshit.
Leonard Fournette.
Frank Reich's an asshole.
What'd they run, 22 straight pass plays?
Yeah, that was dumb as fuck.
Even though the Bucs have the number one rush defense in the entire league, mix a fucking run in there. How about you mix in a water pump?
And the fucking air it out up 10. Like, you're up 10 points. Like, is there not a point where you sit there and go, okay, let's hand the ball off at least once? One time.
You can't just have 22 straight claws. You got to mix the water in there every once in a while, or things are gonna get fucking.
Well, and then all you got to do wild. Is tackle, and they win by three. They cover. Drew. I mean,
three and cover. That's all it was.
Gronk is all the way back.
Gronk's back.
He can't be touched.
Lenny's back.
Yeah. Bucks are going to peak at the right time again. It'll be Bucks. For sure. We'll be Bucks Packers again.
I think. Right now, yeah.
I think.
Dolphins winning easily cover. Can you guys... I don't even know. I don't think it was you or Raldi. Maybe Mitt. I don't even know if it was Mitt, too. Does anyone in here need to admit that Cam Newton stinks at quarterback?
Oh, no.
I don't know why I got grouped into that. I have not taken Cam Newton once.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was... Did anyone?
No.
No, okay. I just said take him for an anytime TD, which he did score.
He did.
But this... All right, this...
I mean, I was on the Panthers to win and to cover, but it wasn't because of Cam Newton. Like,
guy they got a good been, defense, guy too. Hasn't been good in fucking 4 years.
I thought it was a good story.
5 years.
Yeah.
Sure, stories are great.
But... Just because you got Cam Newton on your football team doesn't mean you're going to win.
Now McCaffrey's out for the year.
Yeah, they're dead.
They're probably dead in the
water. But even more goal line carries for Cam. Moving forward. So that's I started making a list this weekend of anytime TDs to hammer going forward.
You know, today feels like a good Monday to declare teams dead. Steelers are dead. Okay, Panthers dead.
Dead.
Patriots win and cover. Can we...
Hold on.
Titans dead?
Yeah, Philip Lindsay. Mm.
I saw you tweet that. I didn't see what he did, though.
Good football player.
Okay.
What'd he do? Fucking battering ram, dude. He fucking found some holes out there.
Did he find some
holes? Him and Gaskin in a nice little combo. Found some holes and wiggled it in. Mix in Ahmed on a screen.
What about Malcolm Brown?
Malcolm Brown is gone.
Okay.
Dead. He's no good. Jalen Waddle is fucking awesome.
Patriots winning cover. The game was close early.
Yeah, it was.
There was a point where Mac should have thrown a pick six. The Titans linebacker dropped it right in his hand. And after that, that was the game.
I can't believe you guys tried to sell me on the... Vrabel, he's 2-0 against Belichick.
None of us took the Titans.
You wanted to.
No, you wanted to.
I just didn't want to touch it.
I said
it
felt fucking like a trap. 2 weeks ago, Titans are dead.
That was all Pats from the moment that you saw that pop up on the schedule. Without Derrick Henry, no chance.
Yeah. Giants winning cover.
It was always the Giants.
Did you watch the game?
No, I watched Red Zone and saw a little bit of the game. It was always the Giants' time. Yeah.
I said, until further notice, I'm riding with Sirianni and Birds. This is further notice. That was despicable.
That Jalen Hurts at the end of the first half play was so kick the fucking damn
field goal.
And Rager at the end of the game.
Why can we not kick fucking field goals? Yeah, Rager. Jesus Christ. He was taking it
on the
shins
on the internet.
I mean, that is...
Well, it wasn't the only pass that he dropped yesterday.
Freddie Kitchens called a good game, though. I'll give him that.
River Rock Freddie?
Yeah.
That fucking guy.
I mean, Giants coming into Miami this weekend could be the matchup of the week.
Giants coming to Miami?
Could be.
Not ready to declare either of these teams dead yet, as far as gambling's concerned.
Giants or Eagles? I mean, Giants laying 7 this week in New York against the Jets is...
7?
Yeah.
Speaking of, Jets 21-14, winning cover.
That was bullshit.
That was bullshit. Oh, yeah.
Fighting Dave's didn't do it, huh? And you tweeted early.
You did yourself in, my
You
friend.
Fucked yourself, Mitt.
Why'd you do
you
that?
You know better than to tweet about a game before it's over.
I don't believe in any of that shit.
Well, you should.
No. It was always the fighting Dave. Zach Wilson came out and played the game of his fucking life. He hasn't done that one fucking time all year.
Threw a ball what are you off kidding, the dude? Back of his
plate. Guy fucking put the team on the back and beat the Titans by himself.
Fucking. There's the Texans, asshole. Fighting
Who,
coach
me?
Dave's and Tyrod's.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Go ahead and say something. You're trying say something bad about Tyrod again.
You're trying to say Zach going, Wilson didn't beat the Titans, Mitt?
No, I said he fucking did. Good for him. Or actually, no, he beat the Texans. Sorry.
Because your guy's MVP, Tyrod, can't do
there it
shit.
Is. You scumbag.
See?
There it is.
Keep hating.
He had a great game, man. I'm sure he'll fucking be a sweet starter for a different team next year.
Like maybe Pittsburgh. The Steelers.
Might be. Tyrod in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
I might fucking.
You keep slandering him. The universe has weird grit, ways to work. Dude.
Jimmy G has to be the starter for the Steelers next
I hope
year.
Not.
Tyrod. Taylor.
You wouldn't want to.
Here we
Tell you
go.
What. If you could, so let's be realistic. Like, no Rodgers, no Russell Wilson. What veteran quarterback do you want?
Marcus Mariota.
Oh, God.
You want Marcus Mariota over Tyrod Taylor?
Yes.
Why?
What about...
Because he's better.
What about Kurt? What about fucking...
Kirk Cousins, I'll kill myself. No, I'm not going to say that. I'll take something that puts me in a coma for 3 to 4 years. Wake me up when we're back.
There you go. I don't know why you've convinced yourself Marcus Mariota is good because of one quarter of football he played last season.
Just trust me on this one.
Hey, dude, he had a touchdown this week.
Just trust me on this one, okay?
What about Derek Carr?
Yeah, that's actually who you guys should get.
No, he's a Raider till he dies. Soft. Sid will never play for anybody else.
I don't need him.
There's no way.
I don't need him pretending like fucking.
Like, there's just.
They're not. Falcons obviously beat the Jags by a touchdown. They were right there. Broncos.
Fuck.
Line was too sneaky.
Hate this Chargers team. Hate them. Dude. They're absolute assholes. They play like assholes. They fly by the seat of their pants. Herbert's fucking ripping balls 5 yards away off guy's hands.
Fucking like, rip that
what
ball.
What the fuck is going on? Like, this is week to week. But then I guess it did happen last week. Like, you guys almost came back on them.
Yeah, they stink. They might be a team that I never bet on because you have no idea what's going to happen.
Can't trust them.
Can't trust them. Can't do it. Won't do it.
They're plus 2.5 at Bengals this weekend.
Let's not look ahead yet.
Give me Joey Burrow.
That guy, I fucking hate that guy. Packers.
Fucking got you.
Packers win and cover against the Rams. That one was never close.
Yeah, that was that. I mean, Packers getting points at home. What?
Probably
insane. Done that. Probably should have done that. Fucking insane. It always was. It always was.
Niners tried their best to give away the game to the Vikings, but...
Would have been nice.
I like that Niners team.
Yeah, without Debo, though.
Is he out a while?
No, it's up in the air.
I assume it's going to be a couple weeks.
Well, they just use Ayuk like they use
I think they're Debo. On a bye next week.
Though. No, they're at Seattle Sunday night. Are. Favored by 2.5.
That'll be tough. I don't know. I might have to see him play.
I mean, Jimmy G is fucking slinging it right now. I don't know why, but I love seeing Jimmy G do well. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I like Jimmy G.
He does it like 3 or 4 times a year, and then the rest of the time, he's only as good as the team is around him. He's not going to...
He'll forgaze you.
I mean, say that about anybody.
Hey, forgaze.
No. There are certain guys that elevate the team around them.
Mm-hmm. Not many.
Not many. No, they're very hard to come by.
Not many left. Ravens kick a field goal with 1:10 left to cover against the Browns.
That was the worst game of the season.
It wasn't a great one.
Watched every second of it.
By far. Name one game that was close to that.
Well, that Steelers Lions tie was pretty tough at the stomach. But that might have just been my
That one was actually
bias. It was pretty electric, though.
Especially because there was like big plays being made. And
true. I enjoyed some of Lamar's turnovers. Baker should have legitimately thrown 3 picks that were dropped or tipped. Or
people still high on Baker?
I mean, you can't keep trotting him out there. Case Keenum is better than Baker right now,
for sure.
Like you have to take a look in the mirror.
And I don't know what's going on with that. Like, why
for a contract? Yeah. He's not going to want to sit out.
But like, as a coach, fucking make him
Stefanski.
You're telling me Stefanski's not the second coming of Bill Walsh?
Maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, ask fucking Kareem Hunt senior.
Tell you what also almost made me throw up was Myles Garrett shake Lamar Jackson's hand after.
Did you see Clowney, though, on the same play?
Yeah, that's the way you should react.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Playing fucking need music at practice. Thursday night, Cowboys at Saints. It's 5.5.
It's coming down.
Cowboys are getting CeeDee and Amari back, I believe.
Zeke in?
I don't know. It looks like Kamara will be back.
Do we know any Kamara of the Cowboys positive tests yet?
No. Which
Taysom Hill looks like down. He's going to be the starter.
Oh, hold the phone.
Yeah.
It's Taysom Hill revenge.
So how the fuck do you bet this one?
We will find out. It's got to be just an anytime touchdown.
So we will find out.
Right?
I guess.
That's the one.
Maybe Taysom.
Taysom Hill, anytime touchdown. There it is.
Go for it.
There it is.
Vikings are -7 at the Lions. That seems
fuck off.
It seems like a game that I'm not going to touch.
I, I do not like this Vikings team.
Why not?
I feel like they just play like they...
They play hard.
Yeah.
They show up every game, which is nice.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's always close.
For some reason. I like George Kittle fucking burying Zimmer, too. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Zimmer rocking a t-shirt and sunglasses was a sight to see.
Did you see everyone... Did anyone else catch a... Must have been a beautiful day in Denver yesterday. Everyone was in fucking short sleeves in the stadium.
Denver will do that every once in a while in these cold winter months. They'll get some sunshine. In November, it'll pop up into like the high 50s, low 60s.
No, it's great. In Denver, it is always much warmer than it is here. I have family that lives in Denver. I 100% know that as a fact, Tony.
That's a fact.
Every day.
Thank you, dude.
Summer's way warmer.
Well, yeah, none of that one. Arizona's 7.5 against the Bears.
Yeah.
That goes... I'll probably consider it at 7.5, but if it goes below 7.
It opened at 7.
Cardinals off a bye.
Kyler back.
Kyler.
That feels like.
Kyler's tweet made no sense.
That
really didn't. I thought maybe he was trying to say, like, the work is done now because, like, the Rams lost and the division is kind of out of reach almost, or like, maybe, potentially, but it's not.
Did he kill, like, half of the NFL?
I didn't really.
Maybe he just watched the movie.
This is Matt Nagy death game, right?
Matt Nagy death game. Could be Matt Nagy death
like
game.
Like if Arizona beats them like 50 to
could be.
7.
But is, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, Field. I didn't even think of it. I just automatically thought Dalton was in.
He might be. I was thinking, is Kingsbury already out? Is he already at Oklahoma?
How much money would they have to offer?
Probably $12 million a year.
That's it?
How much does he make right now?
That's it?
Probably like 7.
Gump?
What?
I don't know. That's a lot of fucking money.
I'd be asking for 20 to leave one of the best teams in the NFL to go to Oklahoma in Arizona. You see how that guy's living?
True. Yeah, he ain't living.
It's got to be 20. It's got to be 20.
He ain't leaving. He's not fucking going anywhere.
Oh, he wants an extension.
Bucks are 10 in the hook at Atlanta.
No, thanks.
I'd take it.
Colts are 8 in the hook at Houston.
Give me that one.
Which side?
Colts.
Okay. Fuck.
Eagles are 6.5 against Jets. We don't even know if Jalen Hurts is going to play.
I will not watch and I will not bet on that one.
Chargers are +3 at the Bengals.
3, no.
See, like, this is one where I wouldn't be surprised if they fucking win.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, both these teams do this.
Yes. Giants are +3 at the Dolphins.
Uh-oh.
He's nervous. Sounds like an under to me.
He's nervous.
How good is Tua compared to just how bad Carolina's defense has played this year?
Wow. Tua looked good. I mean, you can look at the stats.
He's looked good the last, like, 3 weeks, and I have notoriously shit on Tua on this show. Look
at the stats, dude.
He still has a shit old line. Like, that's the thing. Like, everything's drawn up to be quick, and, like, obviously it's high completion rate, but he's got no shot at anything else with this. And Devontae Parker and Will Fuller are gone. Like, there is no deep threat either.
When is Devontae? Is he coming back?
Nah, he never plays. Will Fuller won't play again this year. I mean, the Finns could win out and go 10-7.
So you guys will sign Juju.
If you guys had another weapon on the other side of Waddle, it should would just be such a fucking
difference.
Big possession guy.
Waddle's so good.
Gesicki is good, too. Juju? Juju? Yeah, I'd take Juju in Miami.
He'd love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd block screens for Waddle. Fucking tough, hard-nosed tough player. Fuck yeah.
Hey, I'm not opposed to good players coming to Miami. You don't got to tell me twice.
There you go. Football team's +2.5 at the Raiders right now. Let's see what happens after tonight.
I think that's a...
Ravens are only 3.5.
It's a good Steeler football team. At home. Bounce back game.
This is the week I do it.
You're betting on the Steelers?
Give me the Ravens alt line.
No, Tony.
-9.5.
Tony.
I mean, no TJ Watt. It's going to be
3.5?
Tony.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's a good Steeler football team at home.
What are we doing?
In December, dude.
It is rare they don't show up for a Ravens game.
Yeah, it's always close. Remember,
you know what else is rare? Them fucking stinking.
No, that's kind of been a reoccurring theme the past year and a half.
This is a different type of stink.
Wednesday afternoon football might have ruined the Steelers.
Well...
So, if so, facto,
I can tell you what else happened that week of Wednesday afternoon football. And his name's Evan Fox.
Oh, you're carrying the curse over.
Probably. He cursed the Buckeyes.
They have been extra stinky since that Lions tie.
No, I'm talking about since Wednesday afternoon football.
Oh, I know, but like there were glimpses of breaking out of it earlier this season, and then
you don't take the Ravens minus 3.5. You're a fucking buffoon.
I'm not touching it. I love the Steelers.
Jags are plus 13 against at the Rams.
I will take a Mark Andrews anytime touchdown in that game. He's another one on my list.
The Rams, it was a good, you know. I actually agreed with Dr. Florio's tweet yesterday. It was
pretty good. What did Dr. Florio say?
The greatest show-offs on turf.
Get it? The greatest show.
Oh.
Rams.
Just not a good football team.
Kurt Warner, you know? Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce.
I do get Marshall that, Falk. I get it now.
Can't just blend
it's pretty good.
A bunch of superstars can't together.
Can't do Adam Sandler blended.
Blended. We're blending.
Good movie.
Blending. Blending. Yeah, they stink.
I'm 13, though. If there's one thing the Jaguars can't do, it's cover. No, what am I talking about? Dude? Niners are minus 2.5 at the Seahawks. We'll see what happens tonight.
Feed me the Niners.
Broncos plus 9.5 at the Chiefs.
Is that Monday night?
And that seems like one where the Broncos, you know, come back down to earth.
Oh, it's Pat's Bills Monday night.
Pats. Now there's a game.
Pats plus 3.
Give me Bills minus 3, dude. Pats haven't played anybody. They stink. Okay. Okay. College football.
College ball now.
Talk a little fucking college ball. What happened this weekend?
Roadrunners.
Jesus Christ.
What happened?
I don't know. Meep, meep. That was Thanksgiving night. No need to talk about that. That was Friday during... Cincy winning cover. Good job, Cincy.
They number 3 now?
Somehow Nebraska blew it against Iowa.
Beautiful.
Iowa wins the fucking West.
Iowa much deserved Big Ten championship game.
Are you shaking weekend. In your boots for the Big Ten title game? You're Michigan Wolverines against Iowa Hawkeyes.
Fucking Iowa, dude.
You versus Tosh Schmidt.
Iowa would be lucky if they score fucking 3 points.
Nah, their defense will get one.
I will be lucky they score 3 points. Utah. Shout out. NC State came back. Couldn't cover, though. Couldn't get a fucking 2-point conversion. Exciting weekend in the college
football. It was absolute chaos from start to finish. I mean, you didn't think it could get better. And then Bedlam was.
Oh,
that was the best game of the day.
Bedlam was awesome. Meep meeps. Yikes. Where else are we here? Anything else that actually matters? Apple Cup, Washington State blew out Washington. Who cares? Georgia won by 45. Michigan ran it down Ohio State's throats.
The Beavs decided to start going for 2. I mean, you just had to cover 7.5.
Dude. Speaking of going for 2, how Auburn doesn't go for 2?
I ain't never
go seen, for 2. You're not going to win in overtime.
I ain't never seen a less confident quarterback in my life. That Auburn quarterback.
Go for 2.
All they had to do was just not turn the ball over in the fourth quarter. They would have won that game. And he just started slinging it all over the Shaw.
I mean, go for 2 to try to win the game. What made you think that you were going to beat Alabama in overtime?
And everyone, holy shit.
I can't even believe it went as far as it did in overtime.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
No, of course not. How
Corey Seager, Texas Rangers.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
10 years, $325 million. Yes.
Holy fuck.
That's an A-Rod.
They just paid Simeon yesterday. $175 million.
Trevor Simeon's going to the Rangers too?
Marcus.
Oh. That's a lot of money.
I want to loosen up my arm. Go fucking throw the fucking ball around. The fuck did I play baseball?
$325. That is the A-Rod deal all over again. What are the Rangers doing?
What are you shocked about? What does it matter? Who cares? There's no salary cap. It's play money.
No, the Rangers are just a bad baseball team.
No, like, what's the matter? Put a couple fans' asses in the seats. Get people to the ballpark.
All right, let's continue. We'll talk about baseball during baseball season. Shout out Max Scherzer. That's a big contract.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Going? What's he there, going to die?
I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's personal.
Hey, dude. I guess it doesn't matter.
It ain't your money.
Let's go to the fucking ice, Nick.
Let's go to the ice.
Oklahoma State, Bedlam, huge 2-point play.
Yeah, that was huge.
Huge two-point play. Oregon, we talked about. Michigan State, with all the COVID concerns, still winning cover.
Beautiful snowball.
BYU wins the Pac-12 South. Minnesota beats Wisconsin.
Yeah, they smacked them.
Uh-huh. LSU, that was an exciting one.
Yeah, Coach O, send-off, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's not coaching the bowl game either.
Pitt won in cover. Syracuse did. Can't Wake, blowout.
So Wake's,
best quarterback in ACC history.
Wake's getting Can't 3.5 against Pitt.
I know.
Thank you very much.
Florida winning cover. Rutgers, they're dead. Rutgers is dead. Till next year. You excited for next year with them?
I mean, let's hope.
Indiana was potentially the worst team in football this year.
Good thing they gave, what's his name, that huge extension.
Virginia Tech, hey. Against your Virginia team. West Virginia squeaks one out against Kansas.
Yeah, they didn't fucking cover, though.
Kansas had some fight at the end of the year.
They did have some fight at the end of the year. Okay, championship. Western Kentucky's -1.5 against the Roadrunners. Meep, meep. I'll say this early. I hate to do this.
Don't. Are you shitting me?
Probably going to have to go against the meat meat.
You son of a bitch.
I'm probably going to have to go against the meat meeps. Rematch Oregon and Utah. The line's the same. 2.5.
Yeah, I'm dying again with Oregon. I can't. I think being in Utah was massive for that game.
Sure. The total in that game is 60.
I think
seems high to me. Do we have to pick every game?
Nah. Okay. I just want to know
going into the week.
I got 8 written down here.
Okay. Kent State and Northern Illinois for the MAC. Kent State's -2.5. Didn't open that. The line's heading that direction. So I think I'll say this now. Probably going to be on Kent. NIU disrespected the MAC like no one has ever disrespected the MAC before.
But you're going to go against
Tommy Lombardi.
Rocky Lombardi. I mean, you're in a bad spot either way on that game.
I also, Saturday night was like, oh, there's a little extra money in my account. Forgot I had a ticket on Kent State to win the MAC.
It's a good bet.
MAC East or whatever.
It's a good bet.
Baylor, Oklahoma State's 4.5.
4.5?
Yeah.
That is light.
Mm-hmm. I like Oklahoma State.
They're a good ball team. They're,
San Diego State's down to 5.5 against Utah State.
Hey, Tony.
Kind of like San Diego State.
Who's there? Jacob Stallings?
Jacob Stallings. Catcher for the Pirates?
Yeah, he ain't good.
I think he won a gold glove.
They just traded him to the Marlins.
Of course.
The Marlins? You traded to the fucking Marlins, gold. Dude.
He did.
Fucking Corey Seager get $325 million.
He won a gold glove. His stock's never been higher, so he's... Trade him. Dude. It makes sense.
Get him the fuck out.
Listen, this is a rebuild. You think he's going to make a difference next year for the fucking Buccos? No. But those picks or whatever what the fuck they got back, they will. Okay. App State and Lafayette. Does Billy Napier going to Florida affect this one?
Is he on the sidelines?
I don't know.
They should. They should have.
Billy Napier should have got fucking LSU.
I thought he was going to get the LSU job.
Yeah.
He's familiar with the state, obviously.
I know when Saban was talking about retiring, Saban said, you know, the next man up for this job is Billy Napier.
He has recruited the SEC. Yeah. Now I know Florida's the SEC, but he's recruited.
So that came out that was the reason why Lincoln Riley left.
What's that?
He didn't want to go to the SEC.
Oh, he said that?
Saying. Yeah.
He actually said that?
I mean, those are...
They're saying he's scared.
Hey, I mean, Pac-12 was a much easier fight.
Orlovsky also said USC... write this down, Mitt, for the notes. 2 years from now, USC will be in the college football playoff. Let's just watch that one.
All right, it's in the producer's notes. I got it.
I got no problem with that. Much like Tone Diggs' Michigan fandom, I am a USC fan, so I would love to see them get back on top.
Interesting. Good on you, Nick.
Hmm.
I haven't been to the campus.
Okay, so you're not a fan. Georgia's -6.5.
It's 6.5.
Do you think that comes down at all? I'd love for it to come down a little bit.
It opened at 5.5.
I'd love for it to get back to 5.5.
I think it's going the other way.
If it goes to 5.5, I will gladly take Georgia.
If it's 7 or higher, it is. I'll go down with the Alabama ship.
Okay. I would hop on Alabama at 6.5. I love that line.
Also, Tony, just
put me on Georgia.
Just to clarify, it is UGA when you abbreviate on Twitter. Please get that right.
Of all the fucking people that have pissed me off, that fucking guy.
I love it. Anytime Tony tweets, something, I literally I'll go look
sometimes
at the replies.
On the weekend, I go to Diggs' Twitter and just look at his tweets and replies just to see what the fuck he's been doing all day. It's the fucking best. He gets in it.
Tony put out his own CFP rankings.
That was a wild move to step into that batter's box.
Actually, people were awesome. People weren't that mad at the rankings.
I was like, Tony's fucking in one right now if he's throwing out rankings.
I wasn't. Listen, college on Saturday was awesome, so I was like, you know what? Put them out. Fucking Georgia, Michigan, Cincy, OK State. People weren't that mad at the rankings, but that one fucking guy was super pissed that I put GA instead of UGA.
Oh, no.
Had a point.
He's a fucking, that guy's probably a great time at parties.
What'd you say? How many yellow lights you stop at?
How many yellow lights you slam on your brakes at, dude? Houston's 10.5 point dogs at Cincinnati.
I'm not touching that.
I don't know what I'm going to do with that one. Michigan's 11.5 at Iowa. Not at Iowa.
11.5?
Yep.
That gets to 12. So what? I got to do it.
All Michigan has to do is score 14.
Can Michigan run on Iowa, though?
That is the question.
Right? Like, if I can stop the
run. I'll have to go back and look at.
Iowa's fucking offense is dog shit. What did Michigan.
What was the final score of Michigan and
Penn State?
No. Wisconsin. Might have to go back and look at that tape.
See, because I look at Iowa beating. Remember how tight it was with Michigan and Penn State?
Who in Penn State?
Michigan and Penn State was close to the end, right? Like, do we think Penn State's that much better than Iowa?
21-17. Michigan.
Iowa beat Penn State. I mind you, Penn State's
they beat the fuck out of Wisconsin. And that's the one that I'm like comparing it to.
I mean, if that gets to 12, I'm taking Iowa. Got to.
Go Hawks. It's
a lot of points, dude.
I can't believe Jacob Stallings got fucking traded, dude. Pitt's down to 2.5. I think I'm going to go with Pitt in this one, probably.
Really?
I think I am. Well.
I don't know, man.
Wade. I was looking at the numbers.
Wade's a good ball team.
Neither of them run.
No. All in the arm of Kenny Pickett.
And
Kenny Pickett
shockingly,
be on the Steelers next year.
Wake has the better pass defense. But Pitt is 7th in the country in sacks.
They get after.
So
they
it's
get
like,
after it. That's tough too, because Narduzzi's kind of a dipshit, so you figure he'll make some bumbling error at some point that might cost them big time.
That's an interesting game.
Very.
I
feel like it might be a blowout either way.
Biggest game of the weekend. Pac-12 after dark, Saturday night, USC at Cal.
How's UCLA not in this?
This is a makeup game because Cal had COVID.
Oh, this isn't some sort of championship. I was wondering why the 4-6.
He's from like week one.
He just said the Pac-12 doesn't play a championship.
That's what he said.
Oh, no, sorry. Oregon, Utah are in it.
There you go.
They're the last ones to do it, though.
USC +3 versus Cal seems like a good bet on that one.
USC?
Lincoln
yeah.
Because all the kids are going to be trying to impress.
Or they'll have completely given up knowing they have no hope.
Yeah.
Who's quarterback next year?
For?
USC.
Fucking
Slobodan Milosevic? Isn't he back?
No, I think he's going to the draft.
No, their commit, actually, they had a commit that was really good. He just decommitted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oklahoma did.
No, UCLA, USC did, sorry. USC
Where's
did.
Rattler?
Yeah, because fucking, what's his name's going to USC?
Who Where's started the transfer Rattler portal going? Of options? I mean,
the dude who started Oklahoma this year.
Spencer Rattler is really? In the transfer portal right now.
Who would
it's
want
It's not going to be Rattler. It's going to be the freshman.
It's not going to be Caleb Williams. He's not going into the transfer portal.
Why not?
He's the starter at Oklahoma, a much better team than USC for the next 2 years when he has to play.
Yeah, but a lot who's cooler to be the starter.
Who's coaching Oklahoma?
Yeah, who's his coach?
Lane? Hold on.
Depends. I don't know. I don't know who his coach is going to be at Oklahoma, but why would you just blindly follow your coach to a state?
You don't blindly follow a coach that has 3 Heismans under his belt?
Lane Kiffin's going to Oklahoma, right?
Lane ain't leaving until Arch commits somewhere.
Bang.
right?
I mean, Matt Corral's done. Ole Miss is dead.
What if he just brought in Arch right after Matt Corral? That'd be so fucking awesome.
Arch is not old enough to play college football yet.
He's only 1 year, dude.
You guys would probably get Corral. I hope so.
That'd be awesome.
I don't know if he'll last to whatever.
Tony Prince.
I don't know if he'll last to seven or not.
That's all I wanted right there.
You didn't goat me into that, dude. I fucking said it on my own. Okay? Fucking said it on my own. Tonight, Monday Night Football. Seahawks are now -1.5.
Oh.
Football teams +1.5. Over under 47.5. Personally, I couldn't get a real good read on a side. So, as Tony will do. And I will go with the under. You know what the Seahawks are to the under this year?
8-1.
I think it's 8-1-1. So, depending on where the number was, I'm just going to say 9-1 to the under. Football team's on a, I think, 4 straight under run. I'm going to take it easy. Fucking give me the under.
Go with what you know.
41.5. 47.5.
Seahawks 3-2 ATS on the road.
Okay.
Washington 1-4 ATS at home. Seahawks 4-1 ATS last 5 Monday games. Mm-hmm. Football team 7-19 ATS last 26 Monday games. 1-4 ATS last 5 home games. 1-5 ATS versus a team with a winning record their last 6, and the road team in this matchup 4-1-1 ATS last 6. Give me the Seahawks.
Okay, and Russ's birthday.
Money line. I do not want 1.5 money line, please.
It's his Jesus year.
Hey. I mean, the Seahawks just can't be this bad. And if I just
I'm with you, Gump.
I just can't. I refuse to believe that they're as bad as they've been. And tonight feels like one where something's got to give.
At least let me out. Instead of me just saying I'm taking the under, give you some reasoning. Seahawks, 32nd in the league in tempo. Football team is 15th in the league in tempo. So you got two bottom half of the league in tempos.
Oh, we're going to slow play it.
We're going to slow play this. Under is 4-1 in the football team's last 5. 4-1 in the last 5 is a dog. 6-2 in their last 8 as a home dog. On the other side, I already said it, fucking Seattle is 9-1 to the under this year. So obviously all their other under trends are going to be under. Under is 4-0 in the last 4 between these two teams. Fucking give me the undie. 47.5.
What do you got, Mitt?
I am going to take Seattle Seahawks, and I think I'm going to throw a little prop bet Russ Wilson to throw 3 touchdowns.
Three touchdowns?
Oh, yeah.
Is there any boost in it?
DK Metcalf,
anytime touchdown scorer.
+300. Oh, and Seattle to win?
Yeah, I stole that one from a boost.
No. Oh, yeah, the Seattle to win.
I don't hate that.
Terry Mack over 65.5, and Heinicke over 240. It's +230.
Seahawks defense hasn't been playing terrible.
No, that's been actually been playing pretty good.
Yeah.
Ooh, I would like Jamal Adams to get a sack. I'm gonna have to sprinkle on that.
Oh, here's the one.
Is that a bet?
You can bet just solo players to get sacks. You can't parlay them, which is dumb.
Here's the flyer. Here's the flyer for the birthday boy.
Okay.
Russell Wilson anytime touchdown +440.
Ooh.
Go on, son.
Kind of like that.
But. Yeah, that's the one. Go on, lad. Go on, Russ.
It is birthday. What's Russ to throw for 500? Mitt, you know?
No, I'm trying to find it.
Probably going to have to do alt passing yards.
Yep. Scroll all the way down to the bottom, probably. Yards.
Fucking Russ is only 246.
That's his over?
Yeah.
He has been bad, though. God damn.
+580 is 325 plus. 246. Does that not seem low?
I mean, he has looked like shit.
Does that not seem low?
But this Washington, like look at what Danny Dimes did in prime time against this Washington defense.
Was that week 2 or 3?
Yeah.
They've been better.
Still no Chase Young.
true.
Right?
Oh, there's a report that some people are reaching out that some people would never believe have interest in the Oklahoma job. Bill Belichick's going to Oklahoma?
No, he's going to the Giants, actually, take Gettleman's
really?
Job. Yeah.
Oh, that actually makes sense.
He was at the top of their list. They showed that cool picture of him in the Giants coat from 40 years ago.
Interesting. All right, let's go to the fucking ice.
All right.
You ready to go to the fucking ice?
Yep.
Let's go to the fucking ice. Not only were you 9-0, the coin, who many people doubted again, also won again.
With the coin's help, it was a 10-0 night.
10-0 night.
A great fucking run.
Is that good?
What are we doing?
All right, so we got Kraken -146, obviously, in the first game.
I'm actually on the Kraken tonight. They've been playing much better lately.
Obviously.
And then, to be honest, the only other game I'm on is Montreal in Vancouver. I'm on Montreal. They just fired their GM. Their assistant GM stepped down. They're cleaning house.
Did they have allegations?
No. They just stunk. Okay. This is one... What are we, a couple months? What are we, 6-8 months out of the Stanley Cup Final?
It's a hell of a run.
The GM's Jesus. Gone. The coach is soon to be gone. The assistant GM stepped down because he didn't speak French, allegedly.
Okay. Is that young kid not fucking playing for them anymore?
Canucks played last night, too, against Boston.
Yeah, Canucks went back-to-back. They sent Cole Caulfield down because the team was so bad they didn't want to crush his confidence.
Oh, okay.
And Carey Price is back at practice. He skated without pads on, just skating with the boys. So I think having him back in the building...
Dude, this is a good bet.
Is enough for Montreal to win tonight. They're -140 at home, and they've already done what the Canucks should do, and that's clean house in the front office.
Okay. I am hearing rumblings. Canucks might be in on Evander Kane.
Who was placed on waivers.
Yes.
Wow.
That's where it's hometown. He's a Vancouver boy.
Because you can bet in Canada, though.
Well, and the Sharks are offered to pay his salary, right?
Okay.
I don't know. They can. It's a possibility, like, depending on what Vancouver's willing to cough up.
Yeah.
Nothing against the Flames?
No. I went with the Pens.
You're not taking the Guinos?
No, I went with them on Saturday night after picking them, to my credit, in the 9-0 night. I actually
watched a little bit of that game.
Probably not a great one to watch.
What are you talking about? Boys came home with a W.
On Saturday night or on Friday night?
Which one did I watch where it was 1-0?
The win?
Mm-hmm.
That was Friday.
Tell you what, I watched the Pens on Friday night. Nice.
Saturday night they lost to Montreal.
Things get a little fuzzy.
Fucking Jake Allen. I told you, Gumpy, he's a good
Wednesday
player.
From Wednesday night until Sunday.
I told you he's a good player.
I told you, dude. I said he's good. It's just not Caddy.
But no, they were off a back-to-back. Jari did not play.
Jari's hot.
The Smith played. Obviously wasn't getting a lot of work.
Jari's hot.
Was a little rusty.
RIP to Matt Murray.
Yeah, Matt Murray also
is he out of the league?
They placed him on waivers. He's down in the AHL with Ottawa's team.
It's riding tough. The bus.
Potential buyout riding situation.
That is a tough situation.
No coin tonight, huh?
No coin tonight.
Coin
you want to subject the coin to a 4-game slate sometimes.
Flames. Guinos.
No.
Flames, Guinos.
Pens are just starting a Western Canada trip. So.
Oh, they always do well there.
Western Canada's tough, dude. A lot of grit out there.
Mitt, what do you like in the association tonight?
Let's go to the hardwood, Mitt.
Dude, we have the Ball Bowl is what I'm calling it. The Charlotte is going to play Chicago. Yep, that's what I meant to say.
There it is.
The Ball Bowl.
Yeah, it's the Ball Bowl, dude. And I'm taking LaMelo Ball's team, the Charlotte Hornets. They got +5, and LaMelo can score the rock. He's been waiting to hoop on his brother for years, dude. He hasn't been able to really show
it.
Did
you see the fucking Ball Bowl fucking boost?
No, I didn't.
Lonzo and Melo to combine for 6+ made threes.
Oh, I mean, dude, duh. You got to take that. Am I even a hype boy if I don't take that?
That is the most hype boy boost.
Nope, you are not, dude. You are not. What else?
Splash. The Cavs are getting too many points against the Mavs right now.
Okay.
The Mavs really aren't that good. They've been playing like shit, especially covering the spread this year. So I love that. The Cavs, not that good of a team, but they cover a bunch of spreads.
Cool.
Let me find.
No, that's cool, dude.
other one that I liked. Oh, Utah Jazz, -7. Portland Trailblazers come to town. They play all the time. They are very used to each other. The Utah Jazz are just a much better team, and I see them covering the 7 here. We got the New Orleans Pelicans at the L.A. Clippers. I think there was two people that just tweeted at me about my fade New Orleans tactic. I'm sorry, you lost one fucking game, but if you just played it the next night, you would have fucking won. And if you played it the night before, you would have won. So play it tonight. You're going to win, buddy. Just fade New Orleans. You can do it all year. They're still the worst team against the spread.
Do these people not realize
the king has returned?
This is not a sprint, okay? It's a marathon.
Yeah, when you're betting the NBA, it is every single day for a really long fucking time.
Oh, here we go. Seahawks by a million.
What happened?
Russell Wilson just tweeted, "For your glory, Jesus."
See?
Oh.
Are you why are we even playing the game?
Dolphins. Huge get.
Divergence?
Yeah, Divergence.
He's a baller, dude.
Divergence.
I
thought we were all in when we got Philip Lindsay, but now Divergent. Working out Divergence.
Anything else, Smith? Anything else?
Oh, yeah. I was just wondering, why the hell does Russell Wilson not get as much credit as Tim Tebow used to get when he was actually playing in the league?
Because Russ
is a great guy. He just seems like he has everything put together. He has kids now.
Russ didn't do
it. Future kids he's taking care of.
Russ didn't do it his whole life. Russ found Jesus. Tim didn't have to find him.
I don't think that's true. I think Russ has been saying this and tweeting this type of stuff.
Well, Russ had premarital sex at Wisconsin, so.
Whoa.
I mean, D-Virgin is a baller, dude.
I mean,
Tim held out.
It's not confirmed.
Okay.
Neither of those are actually confirmed, Tony. That's slanderous. Why would you say that about Russ? Do you hate Russ too?
I don't. Well, kind of I do, I guess. Maybe I do.
Yeah, dude, Russ is insufferable. Do
you see D-Virgin's tracker?
Would you shut the fuck up about D-Virgin?
Who the fuck is D-Virgin, dude?
Fucking
Fins are
fucking you, dude.
The Fins are bringing him in for a fucking. Fins are bringing him in for a workout. Where is he from, dude? What's his tracker? He's
played 3 seasons with the Detroit Lions.
Okay,
he's super good.
Winning mentality.
Yeah,
guy's gonna
one force get out one force fumble in 21 games.
What do you got for college basketball tonight?
Oh, let's fucking get taken out back once again. For fuck's sakes, I mean, I'm close, dude.
Close to. Holding off until after Christmas?
I can because that's what I do. But Kinesis, Moneyline versus Cornell.
Kinesis, good school.
Yeah, I love Kinesis. Tulsa +2.5 at Oral Roberts.
Okay.
Morgan State -3.5 at Hampton.
Okay.
Illinois -3.5 versus Notre Dame.
Okay.
Wyoming Moneyline at Cal State. And I'm taking Iowa +2 at Virginia.
Okay.
Iowa hasn't really been tested yet, but this Virginia team hasn't looked great. Give me Iowa.
They haven't.
Iowa's been playing nobody. So it is, but I mean, you know, we'll see what they got tonight.
Yeah, but their confidence is high.
That's what we want to see.
This is what we want.
Virginia hasn't looked great.
No, they have not.
And we got footy all this week. League matches.
You got league matches tomorrow?
Tomorrow to the Serie A. Fiorentina Moneyline at home against Sampdoria.
Okay.
Fiorentina started hot, struggling a bit of late, but I think they get the win here. I take a Moneyline against Sampdoria.
Okay.
Then we're going to take Hellas Verona Moneyline versus Cagliari.
Ooh.
Cagliari. They have one win this year. Hellas, 1-6. And then to the EPL, it's a bit of a flyer. Leeds hasn't been good this year. They're getting their players back, though. They look decent on the weekend. They got a draw. Taking them draw no bet at home at plus money
Leeds
versus Crystal Palace.
Okay.
Crystal Palace has played well. Bit of a schneid the last few games. I like Leeds at home here.
Hopefully, no fucking snow.
That might have been a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
For Tottenham. They played in the... played on Thursday in that fucking league.
Yeah. Thank you, Snow.
Yeah. Burnley at home is no
The Rovers?
No, that's Blackburn.
Blackburn.
Good.
That's all I got. Then Wednesday, there's Wednesday's a full slate of Serie A and Ligue 1.
Okay.
Thursday, we got EPL and Serie A. Friday, Bundesliga, La Liga, and then fucking back to it for a full slate on the weekend.
Okay. Good news.
What do you got?
TJ Watt was a positive test. It wasn't a close contact. So unless he can test out of the protocol, he's out.
Is he vaccinated?
I don't know. Well, if he was unvaccinated, he'd definitely be hot.
True.
Because 10 days. Good news, though. Steelers play on Thursday next week, so there's a chance he's out for both.
Nice.
You guys play Thursday against who?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that primetime game.
Who's that?
I believe it's the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, I like the Steelers there. No Dalvin Cook. Is he dead?
Yeah, he'll be out for that.
You know what we still do have, Tony? I know you sure love primetime games.
Madison will run for fucking 600.
Still got Dolphins on Monday night at the Saints.
I just realized that hopefully Super Boost does well. I'm going to have to bet something for that game. Mm.
I mean, I
that'd be awesome.
Take the Dolphins and the awesome points.
Right, don't even think about tanking the Super Beast either, so just so you can get out of that one. Because I know you.
You do know me.
Take the Dolphins, dude.
On Monday night?
Every game for the rest of the year. Fucking win out, go 10-7, not make the playoffs because we lost in London to fucking Urban.
Well, here's a fun stat from Bear.
Bear Felica.
Underdogs winning outright in Power 5 championship games since 2017. Pac-12, 2 of 4. The other four Power 5s, 0 for 16.
Yeah, feed me Oregon.
No underdog has won the SEC title game since 2009.
I mean, it's a Ducks revenge game.
That's a hype boy pick.
There's
right
no
there
way. Do you think Georgia's going to boat race Bama?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Shot. But I think they're going to win.
Yeah. But, I mean, I just find it hard to believe that Urban's going to get smacked. Or not Urban. Saban.
It'd be awesome.
Tough weekend for Urban.
Oh, yeah.
Tough weekend for Urbs.
Yeah, you told me.
Couple losses.
Chop House probably didn't get that much. Like
no, Chop House definitely didn't get a lot of action after that game.
It sucks.
What's his name's the favorite for the Heisman, though?
Who, Bryce?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. He was terrible.
He was not terrible, fucking horrendous.
Shroud, I thought, still played well. They just couldn't stop the fucking run. So Ohio Bryce State not a grit?
Matt Corral should be the fucking Heisman, dude.
His Instagram post was pretty sweet. Yeah,
guy's him awesome. And Lane. Guy's awesome. Can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching. We appreciate everything.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. I'm cool with that.
Go Hawks.
Go under.
Go Hawks, baby.
Say go under.
Go under, baby.
There you go.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks, go under.
Russell Wilson.
Lord, go Hawks, go Lord, under. Lord, go Hawks, go under.
Lord, baby Jesus.
What?
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 Thanks for sticking around, dude, everybody.
It's a tough weekend, though.
It's going to be a tough second half of the season.
Don't take it so hard.
Well, it's when you only care about that, dude.
You got a nice family and
I
all.
Do. That's nice.
You got two beautiful dogs.
Thank you, puppies.
Come on. It ain't so bad.
They'll get used to
probably
it.
Probably got a fucking...
You got to rely on some of the other pillars. That's all.
Got a ranch water.
Well, actually, maybe. Canceled Faith.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's even less to worry about, though. Mm-hmm.
Well, if Ross goes off
right now,
tonight,
it's just family
can,
football.
You can hop back in.
Job and gambling record.
That's easy stuff.
That's easy stuff. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hair.
Dad.